Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Welcome to the Daily Home Edit from the team at Home Beautiful magazine. I'm Katrina O'Brien, Managing Editor for Home Beautiful, and today's expert in our studio is Dominique McAdam, founder and designer of Sydney's Provincial Kitchens, and an expert in designing Hampton-styled kitchens, bathrooms and mudrooms too. Hello, Dom.
Hi, how are you, Katrina?
Nice to have you in today. Now, we're talking mudrooms today, yes. Hampton's mudrooms. Are you seeing a lot more clients requesting mudrooms?
Yes, we are. We do a lot of mudrooms. Mm-hmm. People are putting them into their houses where they can. So if they haven't got a dedicated room for it, they're trying to combine it as part of their laundry area or an area off the garage as they walk into the house. So, or even in the hallway, just to have somewhere where you can come home and, you know, put your hat, your coat, your kids' school bags.
So, a real drop zone. Yeah. That's great. And do you have to live in the country to have a mud room?
No, you don't. In fact, we're not seeing so much as full-on mudrooms in the city, but people are creating what's called sand rooms
now.
Yes,
I've been hearing that term quite a bit, isn't it? It's a bit trendy.
Yeah. So it's interesting. There's lots of similarities and some differences. Yep. So with a mudroom in the country, it's all about like being able to wash your boots off before you came into the house. And with the sand room, it's all about having an outside shower as you go in to get the kids, you know, wash the sand off and then hang their towels up, put their thongs somewhere. So it's the same sort of idea, creating a space where you can clean off before you come into the house and not bring the sand into the house. Mm-hmm. Same idea, but we're creating them with the same look and feel as well.
Right.
So yeah.
And are they all for a Hampton's one in particular, which is a look that we absolutely love? Yeah. Is it all about the shaker cabinetry, or is it?
It's combining a bit of tongue and groove paneling with shaker door profiles. Mm-hmm. I always create like a seated bench area so that you can sit down, take your shoes off, have somewhere to hide your shoes, so that pull out drawers underneath it, somewhere to hanging racks and then a shelf above it. So if you've got to take a hat off, you've got somewhere to put it. Kids will often have some sort of sporting, you know, they might have been playing with balls or whatever. So generally some sort of like pocketed area, you know, where kids can place the items that they were playing with. Mm-hmm. It's also creating the floor that's very functional and usable. So travertine tiles, things that can wash down easily that will be enduring the beating that it's going to take.
So it's all about those durable materials in the mudroom, isn't it? And do you continue the look from a kitchen as well, and the kitchen and the bathroom? Do you kind of
I do. You know, people often come to me. I mean, as I said, I started out as a kitchen company and Provincial Kitchens, but I realised that people that wanted that look, they actually wanted it throughout their whole home. So that's why I rebranded to Provincial Kitchens Home, because we do everything. We do kitchens, bathrooms, laundries, mudrooms, TV, entertainment units, studies, but it's all in the same sort of style so that the whole look is carried through the house.
Mm-hmm. So what are the key storage items that you actually need? Do you prefer cupboards or
in a mudroom, sometimes it's like providing some sort of mesh cupboard area so that if you've got wet coats that they can still dry so that there's airflow, but you don't want the really messy stuff out on display all the time.
Yes,
so you keep some stuff out on display and hide some stuff that's not so great. Mm-hmm. Definitely drawer storage underneath, something to sit on, as I said.
Is a utility sink important?
It's not necessarily in a mudroom per se, but if the space is available, then it's good. A lot of people are combining their mudroom with other areas of the house that they need a home for, such as where the dogs sleep, where they store the kids' sporting equipment. So, you know, it depends how big the room is. Like some people have a massive amount of space for that sort of room, and other people it's just trying to fit it into, you know, a nook somewhere in the house. So,
So I've seen a dog washing station. Have
you? Dog washing. Oh, yeah. I do that a lot. It's great.
Okay.
Yeah.
What is that exactly?
It's a raised – so rather than have to be sort of dragging your dog into the bathtub, it's a raised dog station that's tiled that has water with a hose so that you can actually, you know – and it looks pretty, so it's not like – got to have it look pretty. So,
of course
yeah,
you do.
Yeah, so, yeah, so it's something that you can manage to clean your dog, but not in a difficult way, but it's part of the sort of wet area of a mudroom.
And it would be in the mudroom.
Absolutely, yeah.
So, again, in those elements to making it Hamptons, so Hamptons mudroom, what sort of profile are we looking at for that?
I do a completely simple shaker profile with a 70mm door rail.
Right, okay.
Yeah, and I think it just looks chunky enough. It's got a recessed centre panel. Yeah, again, hand-painted because it's to do it with hardwood like Tassie Oak, hand-painted. It's going to be durable. Like it's a high wet area and traffic area, a mudroom, so you want to have it be really durable.
Okay, and there are any other sort of, you know, to make it a bit more Hamptons, is the sort of like the natural materials. Would you use baskets and things in these rooms at all?
Yeah, sometimes do. Like a lot of parents are trying to cater that their kids have somewhere to put their stuff when they get home. So I'll actually design it so that each child has a basket.
Great.
And so that's where their backpack goes, and that's where their...
That's the dream, isn't it, really?
Right. Yeah.
Them doing their themselves.
Yeah, I think when you're designing something like this, it's an opportunity to go, well, what's my wish list, and actually get it right, you know?
Great. Yeah. And again, you're saying you don't need a whole room. So you can... What are some of the key... Like, is there any other... Under the stairs, are there any other key
spots?
Yeah,
you can do it under the stairs. That's a great use of using that storage space that's, like, awkward.
Yep.
Under the stairs done. Hallways, some people have got wide hallways, and so having something that's only like 400 deep in a hallway can work as well, you know, so that you've got a dumping ground to put stuff, but in a way that it keeps it all neat and tidy. So, you know, drawers or baskets for the kids to put their stuff in, somewhere for you to hang their coat, their shoes can go somewhere, yeah.
Yeah, so if you don't have a room, I think it's still a great element to do, isn't
Absolutely,
it?
Absolutely, yeah.
Fantastic.
Absolutely.
Oh, that's great, Dom. Thanks so much, and thanks for coming into the HB studio today.
Thanks so much for having me. I really enjoyed it.
Thank you, everyone, for listening, and that's it from us today. We look forward to seeing you next time, and please remember to rate, review and subscribe. Thank you.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.